Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Staying at homeless shelters is difficult for anyone, but it's a unique challenge to young people looking for ways to get back on their feet. That's why a local nonprofit has opened a new housing development in Dorchester for people between the ages of 18 and 24 in the heart of Dorchester. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
When she found herself with no place to call home, Jessica Freeman was in need of direction.
I was not in school. I did seasonal jobs where I was unemployed. So I was basically not doing much really with myself, and it took me a bit of some time to figure out what is it exactly that I really want to do with myself and where I want to be.
Freeman is 25. She lived in an abusive household before she started staying at an adult homeless shelter in Boston. As a young woman, Freeman says shelter life was not easy, and the place where she was staying didn't offer the services she needed to improve her situation. Things started to improve 2 years ago when Freeman came on board at Bridge Over Troubled Waters, a local nonprofit that serves homeless, runaway, and at-risk youth. She began at Bridge's transitional living program with around-the-clock supervision and a host of requirements. Then in August, with a $1.1 million grant from Liberty Mutual, the nonprofit opened a house in Dorchester, Liberty House. It's an alternative to shelters, where young people get the independence of living on their own while still benefiting from the services available. And Freeman was among the first to move in.
It's like the opportunity to get away from one, having roommates, but yet even a house full of other people. Oh, that's beautiful. I am happy to leave anytime. I was ready for it.
The chance to live in a more independent situation is something Bridges has been trying to make happen for years. But in a white-hot housing market, they've had to compete with deep-pocketed buyers. Bridges executive director Elizabeth Jackson says she spent 2 years looking for the right property before finding a two-family house in Dorchester. Jackson says the fact that the group owns the house outright will mean more stability for the residents.
So they can make mistakes and still get back up and keep pushing. So they don't have to worry about, I need to get this subsidy or that subsidy for us to do, for me to stay here. They rent $250 a month, so it's building wealth, it's building savings, it's building the next step, credit history.
Liberty House now has three tenants, with seven more rooms available, and they split the utilities evenly. But the 10 units are just a start. Jackson says another 200 youth involved with the nonprofit could benefit from the Liberty House model. Boston's 2017 homeless census shows that on any given night, an estimated 360 youth and young adults are in shelters around the street. The city's housing chief, Sheila Dillon, says Liberty House is a unique way of addressing youth homelessness.
The young adults are living independently, so it's almost functioning like a housing cooperative, but they've got a lot of support services if they need it. And the idea that all of these young adults are either in school or in vocational training also sets it apart.
The city is working to end youth homelessness once and for all. Dillon says she hopes more big houses, like the one in Dorchester, can someday be used to house more young people struggling to find a place to call home. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.